I got incorporated through trade. All the tables we rented for my wedding were on trade. All the food we used, the French Gourmet, which was a wonderful bakery, catered our entire wedding on trade. My honeymoon, when I went up to Oregon, was where the main ITEC's office was on trade. I had my fence in my house done on trade. I had a gorgeous black wrought iron gate all done on trade. I had a beautiful wrought iron table custom made on trade. I had stained glass window that's sitting in the entryway of my house that was custom made and done all on trade. I have these beautiful hand-carved statues that were made from chainsaw carvings that I purchased on trade. I had these antique library card catalog bookcases, all refinished on trade. I mean, if I told you how much opportunity for the things in your home, your lifestyle, your business, if you have a business, it's unlimited.
Hi, this is Michael Senoff here with HardToFindSeminars.com and Consulting Secrets. Here's a very interesting recording. I promise you, you've never heard anything like this, and it's particularly important for you, the HMA marketing consultant. Now, it's about the trade industry, and if you don't know much about it, you're going to hear. And the reason this recording is so valuable for you is if you're working with clients and you're handling any of their advertising, or you're having an intimate knowledge on how to lower their expenses as part of your consulting process, I'm going to give you an edge like you've never heard. I'm going to show you how to buy products and services for businesses at 80% off the normal retail value. Listen very closely. This is one recording you're going to want to hear over and over again because, number one, it can save you a tremendous amount of money for your own business, especially when it comes to advertising and marketing services and direct mail services, and it can save your clients a ton of money as well if you implement some of these strategies. And if you're negotiating your consulting projects properly, any money saved is any money you earn, and especially if you're doing contingency deals, that's money in your pocket. So listen really closely to this.
Now, the purpose of this recording is to really teach you several different things. Well, this gentleman, Rob, called me interested in more information about barter. The barter industry is a fascinating industry. It's a multi-billion dollar industry, also called the trade industry, which I've been involved in for a long time. I've had a recording up on my site that shows people specifically how to buy any product and service at 80% off the retail price, or how to buy it at 20 cents on the dollar. Now, I've bought all kinds of things, as you'll hear in the beginning of this interview, on trade, and it's a fascinating world, and it's something, if you have a business especially, that you can really leverage your spending power, advertising power, buying power by getting into this. So this gentleman, Rob, wanted to know more about this. So I used my technique about how I position myself as a consultant. It resulted in an hour consultation, which Rob agreed to let me record for his benefit and for my benefit, you the listener. So you're going to hear me take this gentleman through a consultation session teaching him about the trade industry and how to buy trade dollars and how to buy products and services at 20 cents on the dollar. I assure you, I have done this myself. I assure you this works. I assure you this is easy, and we're going to have a series of recordings that are going to help take you through this process. So enjoy the process, both on how to do consulting by phone long distance and learning how to buy products and services at 20 cents on the dollar through a little loophole or a creative thinking strategy that I came up with over all the years of being in the trade industry. It's really fascinating. Enjoy. I know, I'm crazy.
You're not great, you're just good.
All right.
And being that you're good, I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
All right. Now, I was looking into bartering.
Yeah.
And I would like to know, is that something that's very prevalent, and can you be able to say a $200,000 business on that?
On barter?
Yes.
Yes, you can.
Do you have a system on how to do that, or can you explain to me how to do that?
What is your first name?
My name is Rob.
Okay, Rob, I could do consulting. I could teach you a way. I could teach you in about 30 to 40 minutes on how to be able to buy anything you want within the barter industry, which is a multi-billion dollar industry for anywhere from 10 to 20 cents on the dollar.
And in essence, take that and then sell it for more than that.
Well, if you want to buy it for yourself, let's say you want to buy a house that's on the market and it's $300,000. and you can buy it on trade, I could show you how to get it for $60,000.
$300,000, but it has to be listed for barter.
Yeah, it would have to be listed for barter. That's correct.
Is that prevalent? Or
yeah, there's real estate. There's all kinds of things sold on barter. Absolutely. Cruise ships, lawyers, legal fees, anything you can think of that's bought and sold, you can get on trade. Some things are easier to get than others, but absolutely, it's very real.
Okay. Now, what will that consultant cost? Now, you say you can teach me in about a half an hour, 40 minutes or something like that?
First of all, I'll tell you, I don't know if I can fit you in, number one. Number two, I'll tell you I'm very expensive, but I've got three different packages. Okay, one is I can work with you once a week for 30 minutes a week for 8 weeks, and that's $3,000. Or I have a second tier package where I can work with you once a week for 30 minutes a week for 4 weeks, which is $1,500. Or I could teach you everything I know within 45 minutes on the phone one time. You can get all my great advice. I can record the call. I'll provide you a recording of everything we talk about so you don't have to worry about taking notes. And I can do that for $375.
Uh-huh. Now, that's $375. You teaching me what to do.
I'm going to show you exactly what you need to do. I'm going to tell you how to do it. I'm going to provide you the recording. All you need is the roadmap of exactly how to do it.
And that's what this provides.
That's what that'll provide. And I think I can do it for you in 45 minutes. I'm going to explain it all to you.
Okay. Now, let me ask you a question before I commit to something like this. When you teach me, because I understand what barter is, I have a vague understanding of how to turn it into cash and how to turn it into an income stream. Now, is that what you could tell me to do on this blueprint?
Absolutely. I can show you how to turn it into a cash income stream for yourself, or I can show you how to be able to purchase anything for yourself or for your business. See, if I can show you how to buy something for 20 cents on the dollar that you would ordinarily pay 100% on the dollar, I've made you 80%.
Right.
Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense.
So if I could save you 80%, I've made you 80% if it's something you want or you could use for your business or whatever. So it shows you how to operate a business at 80% less than what your competitors would operate on.
Let me ask you a question. Now, would this be ideal? Now, if I don't need this, sir, say if I don't need to go out and buy something to save me 80 cents on a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
In this half an hour, whatever it takes us to go through, I'm quite sure you're going to set it up. Will I be able to go down the street to somebody who needs this and say, look, I can charge you X amount of dollars to get you 50 cents on a dollar for whatever it is that you're buying right now?
Yeah. Once I show you how to do this, and you understand that you have a list of all these products and services that you can buy at 80 cents on the dollar, once you acquire them and you own them, okay, and I'll show you how to lock that up without even taking actual possession, then you could take it down the street and resell it at 50 cents on the dollar and keep the 30% in the middle.
Right, and that's very prevalent to do.
I don't know of anyone doing it the way I'm doing it. The way I'm doing it is 100% opposite than what everyone does, and it's 100% easier, but most people would never think of it the way I've done it.
Okay.
Well, if you,
know, you understand what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to create an income stream out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to go out and get a bunch of stuff I need because I really don't need a lot of stuff right now.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll do the recording with you. If you want to do it now, I can spend some time with you now. You only pay me if you're happy with the information I've provided you. You let me do a recording of it. I'll record it. I'll provide you the recording, but I'd also like to, if I wanted to train someone else, be able to use this recording for someone else.
Okay.
Would that be fair?
That's more than fair.
I can do it right now with you if you want.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
Okay. So tell me your full name again.
My name is Rob. Last name is Robinson.
Okay. Where are you calling from?
Washington, D.C.
Okay, so we have an agreement. I'm going to talk to you for about 45 minutes. We agree it's going to be $375. If you're happy, after we talk, you'll pay me. You can send me a check or pay me by PayPal or give me a credit card. Is that fair enough?
Okay.
If you're not satisfied, you don't owe me anything, okay?
All right.
All right, so, Rob, I want to get right to the heart of the matter, okay? Why are we talking about barter right now?
I like to create a nice income stream with a low overhead business. You know, going into work is not giving me enough money. If you work overtime, you're going to get taxed after.
All right, where are you working right now?
I work at a plumbing company right now.
All right, how long have you been there?
I've been there 2 years, and a plumbing company before there, 7 years.
Okay, and are you married with a family?
No, I have a girlfriend with a family.
Okay, and are you getting sick of the plumbing?
Yeah, I'm pretty much sick of it. Because you know what? I enjoy it, but I'm not sick of it. It's just time to move on. It's not giving me what I'm
Are you out there in the truck doing plumbing, or are you in the company working?
Yeah, I'm out in the truck.
All right, so you're a plumber by trade.
I'm a plumber by trade.
Okay, good. Well, the barter industry, it's fantastic, okay? Let me just give you an example of what barter is. Do you have an idea that there are hundreds of barter companies all over the country who have businesses? Barter and trade is used in the same way. Barter goes way back to the Venetians, thousands and thousands of years ago, before there was even money. People would go to the town square. Because they didn't have coins or currency, they would trade product for product. So if you needed bread or something, and let's say you were a farmer, you may say, I'm going to trade you 2 chickens for 10 loaves of bread for my family. So people would trade, and they would give their different items different value. But it was very difficult. So when money came along, money kind of solved that trade problem. So the money acted as an intermediary that would allow anyone to buy anything they wanted without having to trade hard good products, without having to kind of inventory them. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay, so there are two very big players in the barter industry, okay? Now, you don't have to write this down, but you can go visit their websites and even learn more. Now, the first one is called Business Exchange, and it is BXI. It's capital BXI. Business Exchange, I think the I stands for international. I'm not sure, but if you searched and went to Google and typed in BXI, you will find BXI offices in all the major cities. There's another one called ITEX, I-T-E-X, ITEX.com. Now, these companies sell business opportunities. They sell franchises to people who are looking to get into the barter industry. The barter industry is a billion-dollar industry. It's huge, okay? It's so big, and 99.9% of the people out in the marketplace don't even know about it or what it is, and that's because it's kind of difficult for people to understand when they've been so used to buying things with cash. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So if you become a member, let's say you were in California, and for instance, one of the largest BXI offices is right here in California, in San Diego. It's owned by a guy named Duncan Banner. So this guy, Duncan Banner, pays a franchise fee to buy the rights for the BXI office in California. And he may pay, I don't know, let's say he paid $100,000 for the franchise. So anyone who becomes a BXI member in San Diego, it's his company. He makes money off that. Now, what he does to get his business going is he is almost like a bank, okay? So what he does is he has salespeople go out and try and recruit small businesses to come into this barter organization. So he'll go get a plumber who's having a hard time getting customers. And what you tell the plumber is, hey, join this barter exchange, join this group of all these businesses who are willing to do business with each other, and it will help you get more business. So the plumber joins, the printer joins, the attorney joins, the gift store joins, the drug store joins, the pharmacy, the people who do website design, the graphic artist. There's every kind of product and service you can imagine, if he's got a good sales force, will become members of this barter organization, okay? BXI. Now, it works the same, whether it's ITEX or any of the companies, the Crump Barter, there's all kinds of different names, but they all work the same, okay? So let's say you're this guy named Duncan Banner, and you're the owner of this franchise, right? And let's say you have 100 businesses who have joined up with you to say they want to be a member of this trading club, okay? So you got 100 businesses. Businesses, and each business gets the list of all the other businesses who are members of this club. So they're predispositioned to do trading with you, to do business with you, right? Because you're kind of members of a club. You're a buying club, right? Now, every time you buy something, let's say you're the plumber, and then you buy something from a printer, okay? You're not using cash. You're using trade dollars, which is really the same thing as cash, but it's cash that can only be spent within the club. So look at it as a BXI dollar. A U.S. dollar you can spend anywhere in the world, right?
Right.
That makes for a very strong currency because you can take these greenbacks anywhere in the world and almost everyone will accept the U.S. dollar as good currency, right?
Right.
That makes it very valuable, right? Well, look at a Monopoly game. You can spend Monopoly money, but you can only spend it with the players who you're playing with right there. That may be 4 players.
Right.
It may be valuable if you want to win in the game, right? But if you take that Monopoly money out to the grocery store, it ain't going to work, is it?
Right.
On a scale between 1 and 10, that would be the most less valuable valuable. Now, why is it less valuable? It's less valuable because you can only spend it with up to four players of the game, or six players, or how many players can play the Monopoly game, right?
Right.
So your buying power is limited. It's only limited to six other players. Are you with me? Now, the barter company in San Diego, let's say he's got 100 members. Well, you have this currency, but you can spend it with 100 different businesses. Is that more valuable than what you could do with the Monopoly people?
Right.
Why is that?
Because you have more people, number one.
More people, more choices.
Yeah.
So your dollar gives you more choices. It has more what?
More power.
More power. That's right. Does it have as much power as a U.S. dollar?
No.
Not near as much. So you see how the value of the dollar is directly proportionate to the amount of things you can buy with it.
Right.
So when you're looking for a strong barter company, you want to look for a barter company that has the most members. And when I say members, you want to be careful with this because a lot of these barter companies are buying up other barter companies, and some may have a lot of members on the book, but they may not be that active, okay? And a lot of people who are members of these barter organizations, for instance, some of them will be members of multiple organizations, okay? Now, when this Duncan guy signs up all these businesses, let's say he has a salesperson who signs up 100 businesses every 2 months. Well, a lot of them are going to come in and out of it. A lot of them will be signed up, but they don't really take on to understanding the industry, and they'll kind of flake out. But the point is, they're signed up, and they also have to pay a registration fee. They could pay anywhere from $375 to $600 to become a member, okay? So they have the ability and the power to become a member and to be able to buy and sell within this group of barter people in this organization, right?
Right.
Now, that upfront money, the sales rep who signed up the account, he gets a large percentage of that. Some of it goes to administrative fees, and some of it goes to the owner of the company. So it's necessary. But where's the real money made for the guy who owns the BXI office? Let's say you and I are both members of this organization, okay? You're the plumber, and let's say I do website design. And you say, Mike, I'm a member of BXI too. I see that you're a member because I have the directory of all the members in San Diego. And then when I go online to the website, it gives me the members of everyone in every other city in the country. Some barter organizations are worldwide. Barter in some countries is even bigger than here in the United States. Did you know that?
Yeah, I can research that.
Okay, good. So you're a plumber. You want a website done. So you say, Mike, I want a website done. I've got $1,000 worth of this BXI money. And then I say, okay, I'll do you a website for $1,000. So you pay me $1,000. You fax me a trade draft. It's like you mail me a check. It's like if you mail me a check out of your checking account. Or you just fax me an order. You can give me the order over the phone. It could work just like a credit card because we each have accounts within the organization. We have our own little barter account or our own little bank account, right? So let's say I charge you $1,000 for that website. So you send me the $1,000. Well, automatically, the guy who owns the barter company for San Diego, he's going to make 10% on that transaction, meaning for every $1,000 you spend, you have to pay $100 to Duncan, the owner of the organization.
Okay.
So it's just like a bank. When a bank gets people to invest their money and save their money in their bank accounts, they can use other people's money to go get loans and to earn interest. So a bank makes its money by earning interest. A barter organization makes its money by taking a percentage of the transaction. Some companies, it could be up to 15%. So this is really important. You've got to know that for every $1,000 that you buy something, you're going to have to pay that 10% in cash out of your pocket to Duncan, to the owner of the company. That's the cost of doing business within the barter organization, and that's how the organizations make their money, right? Some people do 5 and 5. You pay 5% cash when you buy something, and you pay 5% cash when you sell. Some companies don't charge you anything when you buy something, but they charge you with 10% when you sell. Am I confusing you? Does that make sense? Okay, now, here's my thing. To earn barter dollars, you have to do what? You have to sell something, right?
Right.
You have to sell a product. Okay. Now, since a barter organization has a limited amount of things you can spend money on, it takes more effort to find something you want to spend your money on, right?
Right. Right.
With a U.S. dollar, you know you can go out and buy anything you want at any store, right? But let's say you want to go shopping, you are limited to just 100 stores. It's not going to be as easy for you to spend that money, is it?
Right.
And it may take more phone calls, it may take more work, and a lot of people who get signed up in the barter industry don't really understand how difficult it can be to spend the money, right?
Uh-huh.
But some people don't have access to the internet. Some of these barter companies may not send out the directory on time. So the key thing you need to know is you need to have a list of all the members who are members of the BXI office and the ITEX office. And when you become a member of these organizations, you now have the most important thing. You have all the members who have the products and services that are available for sale. Are you with me?
Uh-huh.
Now, when you sign up for these organizations, do not pay any of the upfront fees. For example, let's say you wanted to sell your plumbing services and you wanted to do your plumbing on your own. Or let's say you have any product. What you do, by just asking and negotiating, you can say, I'd like to be a member of your BXI office, but I'm not paying any upfront fees. I can sell my services to your customers and you can generate money on the percentage of me buying and selling. But I'm not willing to pay any fees. And there are franchises all over the country, so you can call 10 of them and tell them you want to sign up, but you're not paying any upfront fees. Will you sign me up? And you're going to get three or four of them that'll say yes, okay? So that's first. I just saved you between $400 and $600. You should be able to do that with any of the brokers. These brokers still have to go get businesses to come into their organization because once they get the businesses in the organization, they've got to help facilitate trades, buys and sells, because how do they make their money?
When you do business.
That's right. So they got to get businesses in there, so they'd rather have a business in there that could potentially do business so they can make money, right?
Right.
Okay, that's very important. Now, here's the thing I learned. I was buying and selling for years on trade, okay? But I realized I don't even have to be a member of the organization to get what I want. All I need is what? To know who all the members are, right?
List.
Right. I need the list. So I got out of BXI. I'm no longer with BXI, but I still have my directory of all the people who are still with BXI. Now, here's the thing. Because it's harder to spend money with trade, I learned over the years that a lot of people were sitting on all these trade dollars, and they would complain that there's nothing to spend it on. You see? This is the end of part one with Rob on how to buy services and products at 20 cents on the dollar. I know I've gone fast, and I've covered a lot of information. Make sure you read the transcripts, and if you have any questions on this subject, please get in touch with me. Please continue on to part two.
Here's a tip. If you're listening to these audio recordings in MP3, here's a way where you can listen through the content twice as fast and still be able to absorb all the information. What you want to do is you want to go to a website and download a free trial of goldwave.com, GOLDWAVE.com. Now, this is an audio file editor, and one of the features on this editor is it allows you to play the audio recordings at any speed you want. So you can have it speed up to where it sounds like you're listening to the chipmunks where their voices are real high. But I do a lot of editing of audio recordings, and I find when I'm doing the editing, you're still able to listen to audio content about twice the speed of normal language. And it takes a little bit of practice, but you can fly through audio content. So if you like to learn by audio and you want to listen to content and you don't mind listening to the different higher pitch voice, it's a very effective way of getting through content twice as fast.